Please, not so rough. You'll tear my dress. Where are you taking me? No need to. Oh, God, it's you, the Dark Emperor, the scourge of the kingdoms of the north, sitting on your throne like some sort of giant. Please, please don't kill me. I wish an audience. What? You know who I am? Yes, sir. I mean, yes, my lord. I am Princess Liliana of the Kingdom of Veilwood, youngest daughter to King Eldritch the Wise. Our house is well known and respected among our own lands and the rest of the North, at least what is left of it. Of course I have heard of you. When I had reached my 10th year, you had conquered Harskin and butchered your way through most of Wellingstone. I grew up hearing about your evil crusade. The rumors spread across our kingdom through the cities and villages and managed to creep their way into the castle wall. I heard about you, the way you managed to not only turn your own kingdom back from the brink of destruction, but even turn the tide and claim all the southern lands as your own. They say you are a demon, wrought upon men for their misdeeds. The stories say you are massive, towering many heads above any other man. They tell of your body, battle-scarred from those few men who have managed to pierce your body, thick and firm as the redwood trees that grow in our lands. They do not do you justice. I have heard terrible stories from those few who have managed to survive. Stories about how you can cut through 6 men with one fell swoop. And the women, they say that the lucky ones are killed before you get your hands on them. I want this to end, and therefore I have come to bargain with you. No, my father did not send me here, my lord. My most trusted maid got me out of the castle in the dead of night, and then I paid smugglers to get me past the front lines. I kept my head down and wore rags over this dress of mine to make my way to your gate, where I was greeted less than hospitably by your men. But I digress. I wish to make a deal with you, to spare my people and their lands from your onslaught. I know that you could easily cut down all of my people. In fact, it's no longer a matter of if, but when. But please, my lord, I cannot take another day of bloodshed. I can't. I cannot see my father's head on a pike. Or my sisters and mother face down in the mud as we are all ravaged to death. By the gods, I beg of you, hear me. I ask that you please withdraw your men from our borders and cease any activity against us. Leave my lands and subjects alone. In return, the kingdom of Veilwood will not impede your march. We will cut ties with the other northern realms and will offer no aid against you. I know what that means, but if it means my people will live out their lives in peace, then it is a sacrifice I am willing to make. Veilwood also has many resources, my lord. Our soil is fertile, our mines are rich, the wild game are plentiful within our woods. My father will gladly offer you tribute to sweeten the deal. Oh, he does not know of what I offer, but my father is not known as the wise for nothing. If you send these terms to him, he will accept, especially with me here. That is the last thing that I offer. I will give myself to you in exchange for the safety of my people. If you accept, then I will stay with you. I will be yours, and you can do with me as you please. I know I do not have the developed curves of my sisters, and that I am small, much smaller than you. Yes, my lord, I have begun to bleed. I can sire your children. All you need to do is grant my request. My lord, what are you doing? Oh, the gods, please do not approach me. My lord, gods, your hand on my face is so enormous. You could crush my head like a berry. What? You want to take me here? Right here? But my lord, right in your throne room, in front of all your guards? And surely you would wish for me to clean the filth off my face. You still find me beautiful? Why, I didn't expect that. Especially not from you. Ouch! My lord, please, not so violent. You'll break my knees. I am not as large or resilient as yourself. Oh, gods, you're taking off your robes. Yes, sir, I know what comes next. I may be a child to some, but I've heard the gossip in the servants' halls. Gods, oh, the muscles under you. I'm speechless. The muscles under that chest, in your arms. No wonder you fight with such ease. Oh, no, please, don't undo your belt. Oh, my lord, please, I beg of you, don't. No, don't. By all the hells, I don't know what to say. Yes, it is the first I've seen. I had heard stories from some of the servant girls at the castle about the size of their lovers. Remember? But this is larger than that of my father's prized stallion, and that is no small beast. What? Do what with it? Oh, my lord, surely you jest. I cannot fit that in my mouth. No, no, you'll make me. My lord, please, please. Oh, God, that hurt my entire face. Oh, it's getting bigger. Oh, my lord, please. Oh, I know I offered myself, but I cannot. I didn't mean. Oh. It's like steel. I didn't know that would happen. And your stones, they're hitting me really hard in the chin. It's like being pelted with apples. Oh, God, my father only knew.
Oh, my Lord, no, it hurt.
Oh, please, my Lord, please. Oh, my Lord. Oh, that hurt. Oh, pushing my face against your cold stone floor. Why are you grabbing at the hem of my dress, my lord? That's why are you exposing my privates like that? Oh, was that my undergarment? What are you? Oh, no, please, my lord, please, I cannot. You cannot fit that inside me. It's just too big. Oh, God, I'm a about to be taken like a dog. Please, no. Ow! Ow! It hurts. It's too hot. It's too big. Oh, please. It hurts so much. Oh, please stop. Ow! 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 I can't take it. Your male member is too big for me. Please stop. No, don't. Ow. Ow. God, please have mercy. I beg of you. Slow down. You're hurting me. You're much too large for me. Oh, God, your guards are watching me. They're watching. As you pound your huge adult member to my girl hole, staring at me as if I'm a common whore. Please, please, please stop this. Even your stones, they're hurting me when they hit against my rounded rear flesh. Oh, my Lord, please, don't do this to me. It hurts too much, taking you inside me like this. I wanted to prevent this from happening to the women and girls of my father's kingdom. Oh, please, please stop pounding my front hole, my woman's slit. You're too big. Your male member is too big for your little me. I am helpless before you, and you have stripped me naked before your men, the lust growing in their eyes as they watch you pounding my fuck hole. I've heard my servants talk. I know what you're doing, that act which is supposed to be done between a man and a woman, blessed by the priest. But you have befouled that holy act by taking me without benefit of ceremony in front of your men, men who watch with codpiece undone as they stroke their mere member in rhythm to your stroking your huge member inside my barely awakened body, their members hanging out of their leggings, all big and huge and drooling that nasty stuff that men make when they want to fornicate. Oh, yes, I have heard the stories in the servants' hall, how all men lust after women, especially innocent, virginal girls such as I, and how they want to thrust their male member into the female's hole or mouth and pump and grind and blast their dirty, disgusting male juice nasty all over and inside the female form. Spurt after spurt after spurt, and how they especially like it if the female resists them, and how they like to exert their muscular power over the female and take her whether she's willing or not. Oh, please, my lord, please, do not turn me over to your men when you're finished with me. Please, my lord, I beg of you, please, finish with me soon, my lord, for I feel a strange feeling coming over me, a new feeling that I've never felt before, and I need to run, but I can't. I can't leave you. Oh, Fuller, please don't stop, my lord. Please don't stop. I need what you're doing to me. I need it so bad. This strange feeling coming over me. This feeling that you evoked in me. Please, something is happening to me. I need, please, my lord. Oh, my lord, what are you? You seem more desperate in your grunts. Oh, God, wait. No, no, I've heard what this means. Please, my lord, not now, not our first time, not like this. Ah, 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 ah. Oh, oh, I can feel it. Oh, that seed. Oh, oh, oh. It's overflowing out of my legs. Oh, oh. It's just that you, oh, you pulled out so quick, my lord. Oh, God, even when you cease, it hurts. Well, oh, does this mean you accept my proposal, my bargain? You will leave my people alone? What? You'll consider it? My lord, that was the deal. I know you didn't agree to it, but you took me. What do you mean? Telling the guard to take me to your chambers. What are you doing? Unhand me. My lord, tell your guards to stop, please. Oh, please, guard, stop. I beg you, please. No, no, help me. No.